and welcome to Press TV's Debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, will 2014 be the last year that American forces are in Afghanistan or not? This after a 13-year presence in the country. U.S. commander in Afghanistan is saying that the Americans should stay beyond 2014. But so far, Afghan President Hamid Karzai is saying no thanks to the offer and says that the Americans must go unless they can guarantee security in Afghanistan.
We'll get back down to the levels that we were before the surge, and then we'll continue to transition as Afghan forces stand up with the goal of completing this transition by 2014.
I recognize that many Americans are tired of war. I will not keep Americans in harm's way a single day longer than is absolutely required for our national security.
And set the condition.
13 years into the war in Afghanistan, a top U.S. commander is urging U.S. President Barack Obama to keep 10,000 troops there beyond the 2014 withdrawal deadline. General Joseph Dunford will be meeting with the U.S. President of the White House on Monday to unveil his new plan for the extension of a complete troops withdrawal. Under Dunford's new proposal, U.S. forces will remain in Afghanistan for an additional 3 years. The new proposal, however, contradicts Dunford's earlier pledges to sustain a level of security by the end of this year to pave the way for a full withdrawal.
With continued focus and commitment, I believe our goals are achievable. But the important thing is to look at the relative capabilities of the insurgents versus the relative capabilities of the Afghan National Security Forces with that support we're going to provide. And to that extent, I believe we will meet our objectives and the Afghans will be able to sustain that level of security that we achieve in December 2014.
Some reports say the U.S. Defense Secretary, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the CIA Director have also shown support for the plan. Obama's aides, however, have been saying that the war in Afghanistan has contained militancy. They've suggested keeping no more than 2,000 troops there beyond the end of this year as part of a security pact between the two countries. If the U.S. president fails to bring American troops back home from the war, it would be his second major failure to keep his campaign vows. On the first day of his presidency in 2009, Obama also pledged to close the notorious Guantanamo Bay prison in Cuba. But years on, many detainees are still locked up indefinitely without any charge trial. In recent months, tensions between Washington and Kabul have reached new levels as the Afghan leader has refused to sign a bilateral security pact that gives immunity to U.S. forces beyond the withdrawal date. Some analysts see General Dunford's proposal as a new measure to force President Hamid Karzai into giving in to pressure and strike the controversial deal. Many others say the United States never intended to leave Afghanistan in the first place.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program out of Washington, former Pentagon officer, Mr. Michael Maloof. And out of New York, UN correspondent of Newsmax magazine, Mr. Stuart Stogel. Thank you both for being with us. Well, let's start this off in Washington with Mr. Maloof. After 13 years of being in Afghanistan and losing many soldiers and taking an economic toll on its economy, why would Washington want to delay its departure from Afghanistan?
Well, thanks for having me, first of all.
Thank you for being
here. The purpose of having some presence in Afghanistan serves a multitude of purposes. Number one, the mission of the troops who were there was combat. What they're going to be doing is shifting, the intention is to shift over to training, having soldiers there to train Afghan security forces and the police so that they can continue to carry on with their own security capabilities. And that's going to take an ongoing effort because they still are not at the level that I think our U.S. military believes is necessary. From a more geostrategic standpoint, it's going to be important to maintain some U.S. presence, principally because we are concerned about the rise of Taliban coming in. And I think that it's not a coincidence that the United States is approaching Iran at this point because of the desire to have Iran's influence more in Afghanistan, which has a historic basis for that, and to continue trying to maintain some presence to keep down the Wahhabi influences that undoubtedly will start increasing, as we're now seeing now across from Central Asia through Arabian Peninsula into Africa and the Middle East. So there's a lot of concern about what the long-range goals are going to be, in addition to the more short-term purposes of trying to assist the Afghan security forces.
Okay, what about that, Mr. Stogel? Our guest in Washington said that basically it's to make sure that security definitely is enhanced there. In your perspective, is there another goal or reason for Washington wanting to remain in Afghanistan?
Well, it's in my view, the 10,000 troops is really an insignificant number. It's not very large. But more importantly, it serves as a tripwire. As long as the American troops are there, the Afghan government that's installed there is not likely to fall. If, in fact, the American troops are removed, most likely the current Afghan government is going to fall, which leads to another scenario. If it looks as if the American troupes are going to leave, and Hamid Karzai does not want to negotiate with the Americans, I personally foresee an overthrow of the Karzai government similar to what happened in Egypt, because the military in Afghanistan does not want to see the Taliban take place. And if that means overthrowing Karzai to keep the American troops there, I think that's a real possibility.
Well, your perspective right now, we see that Mr. Karzai is basically not going very easily with what the Americans want. Why do you think that that is the case, Mr. Stogel?
Well, I think he's trying to cover himself. He wants to survive if, in fact, American troops do, in fact, leave. But he's also under a lot of pressure not to give the American troops immunity. So therefore, the American troops cannot operate within Afghanistan if all of a sudden an American soldier can be arrested by Afghan police. So he's trying to have it both ways. But the problem now is that time is rapidly approaching. We're approaching the finish line. And again, if those American troops start packing their bags to leave, I do think Hamid Karzai will be history.
Well, what do you think about that, Mr. Maloof? Because we have seen, it appears, a change of face, at least on the surface, by Mr. Karzai lately. That appears to be quite confrontational to what Washington wants. Why are we seeing somewhat of a different face being presented right now by Afghan President Karzai?
Well, I think President Karzai is just trying to get the best that he can get out of it, because he ultimately is going to be leaving office. He's not, he cannot run for re-election, and he does, but at the same time, he wants to help preserve what has been established, basically an American established government there. And I think that's why the United States needs to, has not decided to just pull out, as some commentators have suggested. I think they're going to hold out. I think what Karzai really wants is for the United States to deal more directly with the Taliban, and I think that the United States is leery about that. And it depends upon what factions that the U.S. will talk to. U.S. has been talking to elements of the Taliban, but I think that ultimately it's going to be in the U.S. interest to try and keep those Afghan forces trained up to take over the security that and fill that void that's going to be developed as a result of the absence of U.S. combat troops. Mm-hmm. And you got to distinguish between the combat troops as opposed to the trainers. Okay. And the 10,000 they're talking about will be trainers. And as I said, these are going to be, there are ultimate other strategic, geostrategic reasons why the U.S. wants to stay.
Could you expand on that? There are some geostrategic reasons why they want to stay. Can you expand on that a little bit, Mr. Mulder?
Yes, because the U.S. does not want the Taliban to come in, because of the Sunni rise and because of the Wahhabi influence that is on the rise, it's undoubtedly going to be a problem. And we see this now with the Russians and dealing with the Chechens and the North Caucasus militants. And the U.S. is, and Russia has really stayed very close to Iran for that very reason, to help offset that that expansion. And I think that's why the U.S. is probably talking quietly with the Iranians to try and help fill that void, to move in into Afghanistan, to start asserting its influence, to diminish that that Sunni Wahhabi influence.
Well, Mr. Mogul, let me just jump in here, please, because you said that the United States actually wants to stay, but why is it that we have from U.S. President Barack Obama saying that they want to leave? What exactly is going on here?
Well, it's going to be, I think, since the time Obama has said that, I think he now sees certain realities that have crept in. And part of that is to offset what is the growing influence of the more radical Islamists. Also, I think it's the United States needs to distinguish between needs to reestablish itself with Pakistan, and the whole Pakistan-Afghanistan issue is one that's going to be important for the United States, because you're going to see that.